So what we would like to do now is we would like to end with a short little meditation in which we can, in a sense, tune you up and uplift you and enable you to handle all this incredible change that's going on in the world right now in a way that's positive for yourself, okay? And so it's not a good time for you to, you know, type in anything for Daniel to respond to in the chat room at this point. So just let yourself be quiet now. Just let yourself breathe in a relaxing way. Just let yourself settle back. Go within, find a place within yourself, and say, now I'm going to allow myself to go inside and to have peace, to open to peace, to open to my light, my own light, to my own path. I give myself permission to receive this light and love of my guides, of my team, of my world, and from Galexis as well. So take a few relaxing breaths, and here's how you do it. You breathe in as normal, and at the same time, you pay attention to your diaphragm. This is this area right under the ribs. This is the diaphragm when you breathe in goes down. And when you breathe out, it comes back up. You breathe down so that you can expand and make more air, have room for more air. And then when you exhale, it comes back up, ready to expand again for the next breath. So in your imagination now, imagine yourself breathing and imagine that diaphragm pushing down. So you breathe down into your belly, down into your belly, and then when you've breathed down and you're there, you don't have to breathe as much air in as possible. No, this is not about that. It's just about breathing in, and then you just let it drop. Just let the air drop. You don't hiss it out. You don't blow it out. You don't or anything like that. You just kind of let it go. Now, if it doesn't feel like you have enough air, then you start your next breath. Or whenever you're ready, start your next breath. It's not like you have to hold it or hold it out or count anything. Just with your normal breath, breathing in, pushing the diaphragm down, and then breathing out and letting it go. It's going to be silent. There's not going to be any noise whatsoever letting it go. So, and this is the most important thing of this whole meditative process, is for you to have your breathing to indicate to your body that it's time to be safe, it's time to relax, it's time to be calm. Now, if you do it correctly, you can also imagine that when you let go of your breath, that there is like a kind of a wave of relaxation that goes from your chest down through your legs or out through your arms, maybe even up through your head. Just imagine this wave of relaxation in your body. And we'd recommend that you do this every day, anyway, even without any attached meditation, just to tell your body, okay, I'm going to be safe. I'm going to be relaxed now. And as you breathe this way, then just let yourself imagine that a dark curtain. Now, it's dark only because it's like a curtain. It's going to wrap you in a kind of a cocoon. It's going to bring you into darkness. And this darkness is safe. It's a beautiful, sweet place to be. where you close your eyes and you go inside, nurtured, quiet, in your own space. And let that curtain pass, and you wrapped in quiet. And any noises in your environment will not disturb you, or if you notice them, they will only serve to let you know you're safe. You can continue. Ignore if the cell phone rings. Ignore. Just let yourself go within. There's a future, a virgin future out there for you and the world. The old ways no longer need to be reinforced, extended into the future, amplified, worked on, tweaked, massaged, shifted, dominated, controlled. Now let all that go. Let all that go and keep breathing peace. Peace, quiet of mind, quiet of body. Being as comfortable as you can be. Imagine now that you're going to take a little journey to the future, that you're going to get on a little magic carpet, and you're just going to kind of fly gently into the future. You're going to fly through decades. You're going to visit the virgin future. This is a future of your own creation. It's not a future already made waiting for you. It's a future, the future you want to be in. Your choice. Fly to that future. Just fly gently and let the carpet land. It's at least 30 years in the future, maybe more. And it lands, and you step off of it, and you look around yourself to see a different world, to see a world of beauty. What is beautiful? Let yourself be there where the beauty is. Let yourself go and see the beauty. Maybe it's some glorious, beautiful forest. Maybe it's the ocean, a beautiful beach at the ocean. Maybe it's some kind of beautiful alpine retreat with gorgeous, stunning views. Find yourself in a place of beauty and nature. And go find a cottage. It's a place you're staying. It may not be your permanent abode of this future. It's a place, it's like a beautiful place that you can rent for the summer. A beautiful place that you're staying in your visit. A vacation visit. Go to this. It's a bungalow, or it's an alpine lodge, or it's a cottage. Or maybe it's kind of a mansion that you've just rented for a while. This is just where you're going to visit. And you go there, into this place, and feel, as you enter this place, surrounded by beauty of nature, that it is comfortable, it is nurturing, it is a very beautiful, peaceful place inside as well. The furnishings are lovely. They're charming. They're just your style. And go relax there. Maybe there's a sofa. You put up your feet. Or a big, easy chair. Or maybe you just prefer to stand and look out the window at the beautiful scenery. But let yourself feel and imagine that here everything is right, everything is good. You feel safe. You feel loved. All's right with your world. Even though you're here by yourself, all's right with your world. And you just feel it. You just know this. There's a freedom in you. There's a freedom in the air. There's just a spirit of lightness and freedom in you. And now, maybe there is some kind of screen. You turn it on. Look at events happening in the world. And maybe like some big screen TV or something like that. And you just turn it on and you sit back and find a nice comfy spot and sit back and look. And look at all the good things happening. Just imagine, you know what the local news report is now, right? It always leads with mayhem and so on. So get the news report, the future that leads with good news, leads with interesting stories of people exploring more who they are, sharing their creativity, their love, and the communities. All the beautiful projects they're doing for Mother Earth and for each other. It may be hard to imagine. Yeah, okay. But that doesn't mean you don't imagine it. Let go of any resistance and just imagine what you would feel like. What you would feel like inside if all of those news programs were good news. Inspiring news, fun, interesting, unique. What would you feel like? What would it feel like being in that world? And feel some gratitude as you watch. Feel some gratitude for being able to visit this beautiful world. And feel some gratitude for your team, your spiritual team, for having supported you, being there for you, to help you dream this and imagine this, because this reality is yours. It belongs to you. Thank them for working with you. Thank yourself for imagining it. And you go now, you get up and you go to the kitchen. And you have a meal is just waiting there for you. Delicious, healthy, satisfying food for you. Not food you have to discipline yourself to eat. Food that looks like it's fun to eat. Not necessarily junk food, but food that just looks so satisfying. It feels so healthy. Take a bite. Feel the energy of the earth, the love of the earth entering into you. Savor it. Savor it in your mouth. Taste it. Savor it. Is it sweet? Is it an interesting, complex taste, like sweet and sour, or sweet with bitter? Does it have depth and richness, or is it light? Is it savory? Is it juicy? Just let yourself play with the sensations of eating something nourishing, joyous for yourself. And then you put it down because you think, well, that feels so good. I'm just going to explore the rest of this place. So you get up and you now go around, you look at the rooms, the bedrooms. You smell the air in this house, in this place. It smells so clean. So clean, so fresh. And you know that you'll be able to invite friends over into this future with you. And you can have celebrations here. And you think to yourself, yeah, next time I come, I'm going to bring my friends. I'm going to bring my meditation group. I'm going to bring my partner. I'm going to bring all my loved ones, my family, my friends. I'm going to bring them with me next time. Maybe I'll just have to rent a bigger place, but we'll all get together and celebrate in this beautiful, wonderful, luminous new world. And so, by thinking that, you're thinking of your friends that you know back here in the present. Let yourself find yourself floating back into the present body that you have, into the present moment. And bring to the present moment that feeling of peace and safety, that feeling of being in a world of light and love and solutions and good news, health and vitality and good food and clean air, and although you didn't drink water, beautiful, sparkling, clear, wonderful water, beautiful, flowing, tasty, natural water, spring water. And just feel what that feels like in you. And bring it back to now. And kind of drench your current self body with it. Yes, there are problems back here at the current day in the world. But you took a little vacation. You can always go back and do it again and again. Not only did you take a vacation, but you went and planted a seed into your luminous future. Even if you're not alive in 30 years or 40 years, it doesn't matter. You've planted the seed for your future to move in that direction for however many years you have left. So smiling to yourself, accept this gift of the future, your future, into you. So be it. And using this future, the energy of it, the vibration of it, let yourself dream more. Let yourself imagine more. And when you hear bad news, let yourself imagine what good will come in the future from those who see that bad news and say, but here is where we need to go instead. A future of love and safety, of health, creativity, fun, good news. All right, now remember that as well as you can. Remember that feeling. And if you don't feel that you got a lot out of this, or that you really can feel that, well, you're not used to imagining this. You've not been trained to imagine this. All you need to do is be very kind to yourself, saying, I'm not trained to do this. This is unusual to do. Okay, I'll go and do it again. And then you go and do this meditation again. But for now, come on back. Come on, let yourself come back, open your eyes, back into your world, back into your space, but with a new energy, with a new hope fluttering inside you, sparkling inside you, a little sparkle of hope, a little sense of, oh, a beautiful future awaits me that I am creating, and then it comes to me, and it pulls me that way, and then I create some more, and it pulls, oh yeah, yeah, a beautiful future track for me. We have enjoyed working with you. We have helped you and assisted you throughout this meditation. And so have your team. So know that this is not going to be created by yourself alone. We are with you. You can call on us. You can call on your spiritual team anytime. All the time. All right. A pleasure speaking with you. A pleasure working with you. And we look forward to any other time we get a chance to work with you. Whether in a session like this, in a seminar, or in a private session. So for now, we surround you with our light and, as always, our love. Farewell.